Going off to the soul all the way back to Adam and bring us back up. Imam W.D. Muhammad. Takbir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. We thank Allah for this day and for this occasion and for our presence here. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We always begin with Allah's name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There is no God except God. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and the peace be upon him. And what follows of that traditional salute to the last prophet, the seal of the prophets, Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed for all people of this earth, for all mankind. We are addressing this gathering here, this audience of Muslims and few non-Muslims, or Christians among us, and perhaps, who knows, maybe some others who are not either Muslim nor Christian. And we'll be addressing revealed scripture. Muslims believe in revealed scriptures. If we understand the teachings of Quran and the teachings of our Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him, then we understand that we believe not only in the book, the Quran, that was revealed to our Prophet, the last Prophet Muhammad, but we believe in what is established in that book for us to believe in. And in the Quran says, there the believers are those who believe in this Quran and in the scriptures that came before it, to both the Jews and to those who are called Christians now. So leaders of religion who work in the international world to promote peace and understanding between or amongst religions for the good of the world, of the whole world, they call these three religions heavenly religions. They call them also Abrahamic religions, because the three religions recognize Father Abraham. Jews recognize Father Abraham, Christians recognize Father Abraham, and Muslims recognize Father Abraham. And we know that the first father is Adam. Adam. And Adam is the father of all natural people. All natural people. He's the father of them. And we know that God put him in the nature of human beings. And we know from scripture that he was deceived or tricked out of that nature to want to be above that nature. He wanted to be super mortal. He wanted to be superhuman. But he was tricked into that position. That was not his nature to go into that position. But he was seduced by the one that is called Satan in Christianity, and he doesn't have any name in Judaism. The Jews have no name for him, but he has a name in Christianity. He's Satan, and he has a name for Muslims in Islam. And it's the same word, but we don't pronounce the word with S. We pronounce it with S-H. Shaitan. Shaitan. His name is Shaitan. And if you understand scripture, you don't look for Shaitan in a body, in a physical form, in a body. He can take the form of a woman. He can take the form of a man. He can even take other forms that we don't know about, Shaitan. And so When he takes the form of a human, you may think you're looking at a human, but you're not. There's no human in that body. You're looking at the devil, the father of the devils. You're looking at the shaitan, at the shaitan. So much for that. And I'm the man that like to make things real. I used to like a jazz piece. That was a jazz piece. It said, make it real. I like that a lot because that's my nature. That's my calling, to make it real. So the devil is no boogeyman. Forget about that. The devil is no boogeyman, and the devil has no power of God. Don't think the devil has the power of God. He does not have any power of God. He has only limited power, and really he doesn't have the power that's greater than the power of a human being that's really seriously devoted to obedience to God. Any human being that's seriously devoted to obedience to God, the devil has no power over him at all. He's stronger. That believer is stronger, or she is stronger than the devil himself. You have to take the spook out of the devil, you know. You have to take the mystery out of the devil, you know. And that's what the Quran does. The Quran comes behind scriptures that had to hide certain things because idolaters, pagan, idol worshippers, were powerful rulers in the world. And they had conquered even the believing people. For example, in the history of the Jews were under Romans who believed in idol gods, false gods. And it so happened that Constantine the Great decided that he would convert to Christianity, and he was such a mighty ruler for the Roman people, he changed the religion for the whole state, for all the Roman people. He changed the religion and made Christianity the official religion of the Roman people and of all the territories conquered or ruled over by Constantine the Great. So we are looking at scripture, but for a purpose, you know. We're reflecting on Shaitan, or Satan, the devil. But for a purpose. The purpose is not Satan. He's not that important for us to have as our goal, some understanding about him. No, he's not that important. What is more important is to understand where God put us and where God wants us to stay and where God wants us to go. That's what's important. Because if we follow the guidance of God, we will be guided to victory over all the problems we have in human life or in human society, interacting with other people, good and bad, devils and angels. We will have the help from God to succeed here on earth in spite of the worst conditions. In spite of the worst conditions. So that's what we are here for. We are here to be further guided and to see more light on why we are here? What form should we stay in? And where we should be going? Well, I'm so happy to tell you that we have reached a time in the history of the movement of mankind, the movements of mankind, not only spiritual movements, but also the physical, social, and political movements of mankind on this earth. And lastly, economic movements of mankind on this earth. And it is the material interests that have brought all of mankind now to identify as a global community. One global community. No matter what nation we belong to, we are now in a reality that we have to accept. And that is that man all over this world, all of this planet Earth, has become one global community. We are interacting politically. We are interacting economically. We are now saying we have to have cultural exchange and get acquainted and know each other's differences better so we can have closer ties with one another, and the spirit of humanity one spirit. Isn't that something, how God started life off for humans? As one spirit. One spirit was put in the first man, and God gave him then something in support of his human spirit, and that was the Spirit of God. And would you believe that God is in every seat that you are occupying? Every seat you are occupying, God is there. Muhammad the prophet was told by God, he was fleeing for his life from the Meccans, who were not converted yet. They were still idolaters, idol worshippers, and they thought he was such a threat to their society that he should be killed. As much as they admired him and loved him as a person or as a citizen, he was saying something to them that told them they had to give up their false gods, their idol gods, and change and become a united people under one God. When he told them that, he disturbed them quite seriously and made them feel so threatened that they sought to kill him at his place of reserve residence. And when they went to kill him, they didn't find him there. So then they found out which way he had proceeded or left, and they pursued him to a cave. And it was in that cave where he was with his companion, his closest companion of that time was Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr doesn't mean son of the spirit or son of God. Abu Bakr means father of a young camel. Now, you know a human being can't father a camel, can he? So it means that he was one who herded camels. So father there means like leader. He was the leader of the young camels. He had camels. A young camel. And sometimes they would even give a human being a name like that, camel, a young camel. So Abu Bakr Siddiq come from Bakr come from Bakr. Bakr means a young camel. Abu Bakr, father of a young camel. So he was in his cave with Prophet Muhammad. May God be pleased with him and the peace be upon our Prophet. And Allah revealed to him, to Prophet Muhammad in the cave, to say to his friend, Allahu ma'ana, God is with us. Allah is with us. Then later it was revealed in the Quran for all of us. Say, whether there be two of you, God is the third. Whether there be more than that or less than that, God is there. Says, and God hovers between a man's left side and his right side. And he hovers right over the heart, over the human heart. So God is present like a spirit or like a bird that is supernatural. He is inside of us, right above our hearts. And he's helping us find the direction to our own human excellence. We all have been endowed with human excellence of a noble nature. God says he made honorable or noble every child of Adam. Now, what makes this so real to me is the fact that when we were separated as a people from our continent that we lived on, Africa, and separated from the traditional life that we were once a part of in Africa, whether it was spirit or ancestor worship, or Christianity, or Judaism, or Islam. For Islam was very popular in Africa when slaves were brought across the ocean to become cotton pickers in the south of this country, of this great nation. Yes, they were Muslims, and if we understand that, then we understand the southern nature to be really Muslim. Southern nature and behavior was more Muslim than it was anything else. I used to see my father receiving his company. And after he received them and they get ready to leave, if he couldn't go himself, he would tell one of the boys, or maybe his wife, depending on whether they're male or female, he would say, go and see them, go to the door with them, and go outside, and don't come back in until you can't see them anymore. Make sure they are out of your sight before you come back in the house. That was the instructions of my father to us when company came. And most of the time, he himself would go out, and he would stay outside until they were out of sight. If you study the history of our Prophet Muhammad, that is exactly what he established. He himself did exactly that. When visitors came to him, he would go outside of his house and see them, and wouldn't go back into his house until they were out of his sight. That's a southern natural trait or behavior. Yeah. So what I'm saying to you with that is this, that ain't nothing spooky. Allah, the God that created us, he doesn't want for us something that's far out there in space, an alien life or an alien nature. Allah says in the Quran, if you had been a community of angels on this earth, I would have sent you an angel as a messenger. But since you are humans on this earth, I sent you a human as a messenger.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.